This is the Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning BRIGHT Project. The BRIGHT Project presents the Work Ready Now audio program, a program that will shape your skills and attitude to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. Welcome back to the Work Ready Now audio program. I am Karine, your facilitator. In the last episode, we saw how to seek advice when we want to achieve goals. Today, we will learn about what to consider in starting and identifying business ideas. Now that you are all caught up, let's go see what Silas and Mr. Butela are up to now.
Silas, it takes hard work to build a farm and poultry business like this one. Once you have the knowledge and skills of what makes a good business, I think you'll be a great boss one day.
Thank you, Mr. Otera. It is because of your guidance that I have a chance of being successful.
Silas and I both are so thankful of all that you've given us so far.
Well, lucky for you, the journey is not yet over. Why don't we go down to the market today and I'll show you what makes a business successful?
That's a great idea. My restaurant is closed for the day, so that would be lovely.
Yes, shall we head to the market now?
Yes, let me give Tewuka some instructions for the farm today before I leave. Hey Tewuka, are you here? Tewuka!
I'm coming, man. What do you want? Are you all headed somewhere?
Yes. I'm taking Silas and Furaha to the market. Silas is looking to start a business and asked for advice.
Good for him.
Hush. Now, I need to give you some instructions before I head out for the day.
Fine.
You need to feed the chickens and clean their house today. Some of the chickens have fallen ill and we cannot have it spreading to the others. Do you understand me?
Yeah. Got it.
All right. I'll be back later. Don't forget.
You can trust me, boss. Bye.
All right. Furaha and Silas. Let's go to the market.
Yes, let's go.
Here we are. We have arrived at the market, the birthplace of business. We have lots to learn today. So pay close attention to what you see and what you hear.
Got it, Mr. Otera. Do you remember your first time in the market?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, my friends, it's been an awful long time since my first time in the market. But yes, I do have a clear memory of coming here for the first time. I must have been a very young boy, maybe 3 years old. I just remember walking past the fruit stand and being able to smell the mangoes and pineapples. It became my favorite smell and reminds me of home.
That's lovely, Mr. Otera. Thanks for sharing that memory with us.
Of course. Now, where were we? Ah, yes, Mr. Silas' future. Of course.
Yes. As I look around at the market, I see so many different products. I would be honored if one day I have my products sold here just like the other business people.
With hard work and a plan, I think you'll be able to accomplish your goals, Silas. One day, your carpentry work will be right here in this market. I believe in you, son.
Thank you, my boss.
But before then, there are many steps you still need to take before you can get here.
Mr. Otera is absolutely right, and we'll be here to support you each step of the way.
Why don't we look around to see some of the different vendors and think about why they are doing well, or alternatively, not doing well? Let's see here. Ah, here. Look there. There are two fruit vendors up ahead. Why don't we do a little comparison between the two? What do you see, Silas?
Both seem to have a lot of fruits. Lots of mangoes and pineapples, just like your memory.
That's true, Silas. That's something they do have in common. But what else? Is there anything different between the two fruit vendors?
I'm not sure.
Well, the difference is that one of them is selling fresh fruit safely in a marketplace stall, while the other is selling old fruit on the street corner.
Why would anyone want to buy from the vendor who is unsafely selling old fruit?
Good question. Well, perhaps it's cheaper or more convenient. But either way, it's unsafe and illegal.
Ah, yes, I understand. I see that now.
Silas, why do you think I pointed out the difference between the two fruit vendors?
Well, I suppose this is to show the difference between a good and a bad business.
Yes. The woman selling fresh fruits in the market is the better business person because her business is safe and legal. Not only that, but I was here yesterday and she was selling passion fruits and bananas. That shows that she brings in different types of fruit, so people have a variety of products to choose from.
Yes, that's certainly helpful for my restaurant.
That's a good strategy. It's important to have diversity and variety in your products.
Yes, very good, Silas. It is important to test your business idea like the fruit vendor, because she tested out many different foods before she decided that fruit is what her customers like best.
So she hasn't always sold only fruits?
No, not at all. She sold all sorts of food and drinks. But after testing her business idea, she saw that her fruit products were what earned the most profit and made her customers the most satisfied. Now, Silas, why do you think the fresh fruits vendor in the store has more customers than the one on the corner?
Well, for starters, the woman in the stall looks friendlier than the woman on the corner.
That's absolutely right. She is smiling, being polite, and providing excellent customer service. A product alone doesn't keep customers returning. Your business must be a healthy, safe, and happy environment. Customers will return if they enjoy the experience while at your business.
Yes, that's why your poetry business has done so well. You are so friendly, smiling, and always willing to help others.
That's so true, Silas. Good observation.
Thank you both. You're very kind. You both are naturally kind and polite people, so you should be expert in that area of business ownership. Now, is there anything else you notice that a fresh food vendor does that could be a useful skill as a business owner?
She is providing packaging for free, and I saw that when a customer wanted to pay her the packaging and she refused and said this is free. And I see that the vendor in corner does not have packaging.
Very good, Furaha. Special packaging is part of promotion. You should also notice that after each sale, he keeps record of her products and sales. Keeping organized records of your products is also extremely important to being a successful business owner.
It's clear she's the most successful business owner because she has 10 people outside her stall, while there is no one buying from the fruit vendor on the corner.
Why do you think she has no customers?
Well, she's being illegal and unsafe. Her fruits don't look healthy and they are mixed. She looks messy and somewhat angry or annoyed since she's frowning. If I were going to buy fruits, I wouldn't buy from her. That's for sure.
Exactly. Now you've got it. She's not providing good customer service. In fact, you'll notice that she keeps looking over her shoulder for the police so she doesn't get caught. As a result, the street vendor is not making a profit. The fresh fruit vendor, on the other hand, is successful. These vendors are examples of how to test and identify a successful business idea. It takes more than just a good idea to be a successful business person. Once you successfully test the idea, as you can see, there is a lot of work that goes into making your products attractive to the customer and making your business seem inviting to the customer too.
Thank you so much, Mr. Butela, for this helpful lesson. This has taught me so much about what makes a business successful in marketplace.
You're welcome, my boy. I know you will do great things. I look forward to seeing you go on to be a successful boss.
Students, we just heard Silas, Fulaha, and Mr. Butela determine what makes a successful business idea and how to bring that idea to life in most successful way. Now, it's your turn to think about what makes a successful business. Based on what you heard in this story, what makes a successful business? Turn to a partner or a colleague and share your thoughts aloud. Well done, students. Maybe you said a successful business is one that uses good customer service, like smiling and meeting the needs of the customer. It is also important to apply some marketing strategies like promoting your product. Now, let's return to Mr. Butela, Silas, and Fulaha to find out what advice Mr. Butela has for Silas in starting his carpentry business.
Mr. Butela, any last words of advice on how I begin my carpentry business?
Any future entrepreneurs must observe the market, identify a business idea, and test that business idea all before starting a business. Sometimes it takes some trial and error before finding what works best for a business and business owner. Once you have found which business idea is the most successful for you, that's where the fun begins.
The fun? What do you mean, the fun begins? It's work after all?
You get to be your own boss. But with that comes a lot of responsibility. You have to be clear about your business, your products, and your prices. You must always be kind and friendly to your customers. And of course, you must be safe and legal at all times. It's a lot of hard work, but extremely rewarding. Imagine if I never started my business. I might never have met you two. How different our lives would be if I never took the risk of starting my business and growing it to what it is today. Thanks to your support and hard work, Fulaha and Silas. It's a lot of hard work, yes, but it is fun and makes you feel fulfilled to run your own business. And one day, you will do it too.
Thank you, my boss. My first carpentry piece will go to you on the house.
Why, thank you. But first, we need to test your business idea, yes?
Yes, of course. How could I forget?
Shall we head home?
Yes, what a productive day.
It sure was.
Yeah. English to be successful. You should be patient and pay attention punctually. You have to be proactive, innovative, and hardworking, decision maker, and set goals, yeah. And set goals, yeah. You must be the risk taker to be the money maker. Requires self-confidence without skills and knowledge. Ngo ntacyo byaba bimaze, uri guta inyuma y'umubare. Ngo never stumped you a complete. Go be the best in a business. If you wanna start a successful business, you need to really pay attention to what the people do, what they people say. You need to really pay attention. If you want become a good business owner, you need to really pay attention to what the people think and to what they feel. You need to really pay attention. Yeah, you need to really pay attention.
You need to have the time and take a walk around. Can we check what the people think and feel about? What you do for them and how do they gonna react? Pay attention to what people need to get it done. Cause everybody wanna run a business in the interest and in what they got the skills in, which is to considering available resources. It has to be safe and legally supported. It need to solve customers' problems. It need to satisfy the customers' needs. To provide customers' preferences, just to fully have a customer's varieties. To provide customers' preferences, just to fully have a customer's varieties.
If you wanna start a successful business, you need to really pay attention to what the people do, what they people say. You need to really pay attention. If you want become a good business owner, you need to really pay attention to what the people think and to what they feel. You need to really pay attention. Yeah, you need to really pay attention. Yeah, you need to really pay attention.
Students, let's think back to the story. What were the key takeaways and lessons from today's story? Turn to a partner or colleague and say your response aloud. Thank you, students. Well done. Maybe you said it is important when coming up with a business idea to observe the market to find out what people need and how to sell the product or service. It is important to find out if your business idea might work or not. Maybe you talked about meeting customers' needs. Let's bring our learning to real life. Try this activity with a partner now. Discuss with your partner what are some of the successful businesses you have seen in your area or region. List them out aloud with a partner. What makes those businesses successful? Today, Silas learned about what makes a successful business, how to identify a business idea, and the need to test that idea. Silas seems more prepared to take on his own idea. Will Silas identify a good business idea? What will he do to test that idea? We will find out in the next episode. Don't miss out. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in TVET Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in partnership with Akazikanoze Access, aka, and in close collaboration with Rwanda Polytechnic and the Rwanda TVET Board.